Krishna, it is our great, great honor and pleasure to perform this initiation ceremony today on the auspicious appearance day of Lord Nityananda. I have invited, like all the years, our Ramananda Gopal, and we already start to feel like a team in the service of our Parampara. Very happy that you are here. He's the head pujari in Singhachalam, where he worships Lord Nrisimhadev and knows really all the shastric injunctions. I'm also very happy to invite all of the devotees who are getting on today the sacred initiation. Similarly, very happy to have the parents of some of the devotees here who will shower their blessings on this auspicious event. Also, the friends of the devotees have been their family members, children of the devotees. We are complete, really. And I'm also welcoming all the devotees who come here to witness the sacred initiation and who will give their blessings, their best wishes on the initiates. And I always feel that when we come to see the initiation ceremony of other devotees, it can remind us of our own sacred vows, our own sacred path. Because what we will do during the initiation ceremony, we will create through mantras and the appropriate rituals a space in which we welcome the Lord and the Parampara God. So I will now just see, I think the mothers with very young children will have an eye on their children if they are comfortable, and when they are a little loud they will please go with the children to a place. I suggest the library where there are ample toys, so that we will have a sanctified atmosphere where we can all concentrate. If some mothers next to you are not understanding the language, please help them to understand this concept and guide them to the library. Good. Fine, I would like to now request Ramananda Gopal to guide us and tell us what we should first do. Let us first welcome our respected priest by saying Gaura Premanandini.
So thank you for your trust in our seva. Thank you, Maharaj, for your trust in our seva and Simhachalam. We're very happy to be here, and we feel like having a visit at the boss of Abenteuer. So, yes, what we do now, we would like to welcome all the initiates. Please take a seat, idam asana. And I would suggest that the ladies maybe sit here somewhere in the middle, or on this side more, and then the Prabhu sit on Maharaj. We have also two seats here.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Isn't it?
It must be Balaji's. Balaji is here. Yes.
But first, you need much more.
One moment, Surya, did you bring Kanti Mala?
Yes, Buddha Bhavana.
Buddha Bhavana, good.
Yes, very good point. There's everybody is Kanti Mala ready, it's new ones. But this will get the first initiation. Okay, so welcome everybody here. Do you all feel comfortable, feel happy?
Am I
not dizzy? So what we do now here, just a brief how we go through this. We make an Archman ceremony. It's called a purification ceremony. And we do this three times. It's actually said you should do, when you perform a fire sacrifice, at least two times. We do it three times, this purification ceremony, that we are pure in mind and also in body and in consciousness, especially when we do this very important step in our life. And then we will... Then we will invite the fire, make a fire, and then we invite the Lord, who will take our offerings, and these offerings are in front of you, cranes, and with each and every swaha, you will draw this with this mudra, this three fingers, the thumb, the middle finger and the ring finger, and you will throw this into the fire. And in the end, you will all will have the opportunity to offer a final offering, punahuti, and we all have this auspicious fruit, banana, in front of us, and you will throw this in the fire. I yesterday spoke with Mataji Damodar Priya, and there is a misconception amongst devotees, some devotees, that with this banana we throw our bad karma in the fire. But actually it's not true. It's an offering of love. It's a final offering, and everything what we offer to Krishna is of course something valuable. So please meditate that we give something nice, we don't give our bad karma to Krishna. What are you going to do with that? How we can enjoy that? So we can meditate that we finally surrender. I'm sorry, we give our heart to the Lord. And then there's always the question after the yakya, oh, can you eat the bananas? Yes, you can. It's first class Mahaprasadam, and Damodar Priya told me she eats this all the time. So if you want to be a very good, strong devotee like Damodar Priya Mataji, you have to eat banana. Yes. So that's from my side. What we're going to do now is this Archman ceremony, and then those who get first initiation and didn't change the Kanti Mala, they will change it after the Archman. And then after we've done this, Maharaj will speak some words to us.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody take this little cup in front and the spoon in the left hand. You can also purify first with some drops your left hand. Then take a spoon in the left hand, put some drops on your right hand. And then you trip some drops in this palm of your right hand, look at the water, and install the deity. Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
And again, Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay, actually in front there goes another mantra, And this mantra, please repeat, is Om.
Om.
Ajnana.
Ajnana.
Oh no. Om.
Om.
Pavitra.
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 Savavastam. Savavastam.
Gadopiva.
Gadopiva.
Yasmaret.
Yasmaret.
Pundarikaksham.
Pundarikaksham.
Sa.
Sa.
Maya.
Maya.
Abhyantara.
Abhyantara.
Shuchi.
Shuchi.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Shri Vishnu.
Okay, again. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay, the mantra again. Om.
Om.
Abhavitra.
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 Salavastam.
Salavastam.
Gadopiva.
Gadopiva.
Yasmare.
Yasmare.
Udarikaksham.
Udarikaksham.
Sa.
Sa.
Vaya. Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Shri Vishnu,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Keshavaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om Narayanaya Namaha,
Om Madhavaya Namaha,
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Okay, and if you know, if you have some wet on the floor, you can use this little tissue to make it clean. So the meaning of this mantra is that whatever one is pure or impure or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one remembers the lotus-eyed Sri Krishna, one becomes internally and externally clean. So this is our mantle bath. And now please, who get first initiation, please exchange your neck beads. Table, not too tight. Okay, so we done this. Now we would like to fix our meditation by some enlightening words of Satchinanda Maharaj Ki Jai.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna
Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasya
offers entry into the glorious Sampradaya to those who receive the first initiation. It's an official recognition. And for those who receive the second initiation, it offers mantras. We are offering mantras which will help them to come closer to the Lord. 3 times a day they will chant these Gayatri mantras and meditate about Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So very sacred mantras. What should be our mood when we take sacred initiation? What is it that we should bring with us before we are qualified to sit and commit ourselves to receiving this sacred initiation? An answer to this question is given in an ancient scripture called the Sanat Kumar Samhita, which is part of the Shiva Purana. It's a surprising Samhita because it is really speaking about pure bhakti. And there it is said what should be the mood of someone who goes and takes initiation. Please listen very carefully. It talks about the qualifications that will help us to really accept the gift. This is what the text says. O Brahmana, a wise person who is aware that the shelter of the Lord is very difficult to attain and who is distressed by material life should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. This is how spiritual life starts. You understand the word to be dukhayam ashashvatam. This Krishna is describing his creation of material world as dukhayam. It is filled with dukkha, the suffering which comes together with the sukha. But everything here, ashashvatam, is temporary. So an intelligent person understands I need the shelter of the Lord. I do not wish to continue to try to find shelter in a world which cannot offer me shelter. So knowing that this is difficult to go so far as to reach the Lord, he goes close to a servant of the Lord, who is a spiritual teacher, a spiritual master, and who has certain qualities. The qualities are enumerated here. It is said that a bona fide spiritual master should be peaceful. He should be non-envious. He should be devoted to Lord Krishna. He should be not interested in things that have no relation to Lord Krishna. He should be not engaged in activities that have no relation to Lord Krishna. And he should be filled with spiritual virtues. And it is said he must be free from anger and greed. He must be learned in the science of nectar, of the mellows of Lord Krishna. This is Rasa Tattva. He must be expert in mantras glorifying Lord Krishna, like the Hare Krishna mantra, other mantras, and the Gayatri mantra. He must be always surrendered to Lord Krishna and always take shelter of Lord Krishna. He must be devoted to chanting the mantras. And it continues like this. And then it says, such a teacher shows his disciples how to serve the Lord because he himself, the teacher, is a disciple in the Sampradaya and he is filled with mercy and he is renounced. These are the qualities. And then the text continues by enumerating the qualities of a bona fide disciple. Also the bona fide disciples should have qualities. I think you are now really, you trust in other qualities. Well, he should have faith in his spiritual masters, in his spiritual master. He should be devoted to the spiritual master, and he should have the attainment of liberation from material existence as the goal of his life. His goal, or her goal, is not to enjoy the world, but his goal or her world is to come to the spiritual world, this is what the text says. And then it says, the text says, how we should approach this initiation fire. It is a verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke when he approached Ishwarapuri for the sacred initiation. It's a very nice mantra. Can I tell you? It's like a prayer. He says, oh spiritual master, please rescue me, free me, for I am burning in the fire of repeated birth and death. I am bitten by the black snake of time. No, time is there, pushing me on. Please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the crest jewel of all deities. One should worship his lotus feet alone. One time only one should accept initiation to worship his lotus feet. This is said by the wise. Not twice, not re-initiation, if there is no good reason. Sometimes there may be a reason, but one time, this is lifelong, this is something serious. And it says one should also have the quality which Krishna mentions in the Gita. That is, one should have spiritual questions. How do I move forward? Happy at heart, the spiritual master then teaches the sacred mantra to the disciple who is peaceful. The disciple who is peaceful, who has faith in the spiritual master's feet, and who is surrendered to his spiritual master's feet. It's a happy occasion, in other words. Yeah, this is the tradition, and it is a mood which is expressed here. I think a mood which all of us, not only those who sit today at the sacred initiation fire, but all of us who are also sitting here and observing this ceremony, should revisit this eagerness for spiritual path, this eagerness to move forward with strength and with happiness in our, with a spring in our steps, they say in England. Good. I want to now ask the question, can there be life without shampoo? It is a thought-provoking question, put it in modern language. I've learned you must speak for the modern people in modern language. To translate it in good words is, can there be really life when we renounce the comforts of material life and the promises of Maya to move forward in our spiritual life? There's a very nice Vaishnavi. Her name is Sachi Devi. She was a princess who came to Vrindavan after her parents had tried to marry her to a prince who was very much absorbed in material life. Sachi Devi did not want such a relationship. She wanted to have a relationship to Krishna. And as she was living in Vrindavan, trying to move forward, she saw that guidance on her spiritual path was necessary. So she approached the saint Haridas, not Haridas Thakur, another Haridas, and asked him to become his disciple. And Haridas, so you are a princess. You are used and dependent on luxury. How will you live the life of a person in Vrindavan? We live here in the forest, we have nothing, no palatial comfort, and no Ayurvedic shampoo. Nothing is available here. This is not your path. You are pampered by the comforts. You better you go back to your parents and be a proper princess. But Sachi Devi was determined. Now, where I have not the shelter of a saint, I will look for the shelter of Yamuna Devi. Yamuna Devi, the goddess Yamuna, is known to accept even the most unqualified. Everyone takes their bath in the Yamuna. Those who are thieves will take the bath in the Yamuna. Brahmanas will take the bath of the Yamuna. Kings and beggars, healthy and ill people, all take their bath in the Yamuna. I will take shelter at the banks of the Yamuna. And she lived there. When Haridas heard about this, he sent someone and said, who said, Haridas wants to see you. So she came back trembling. Haridas looked at her. Didn't I tell you to go back? Haridas was testing her. She said, have you accepted me or not? I will follow all of your instructions except for one, to go back to material life. That I cannot do, that I will not do. But please have mercy on me. Give me some instruction. So Haridas began to feel this person is serious. This person understands that material life, even up to the category of a princess, princess means comfort. We poor people can't imagine. Financially poor people cannot imagine. Oh, she's really determined. Let me test her a little bit more. See if she is only living in a little illusion that she cannot uphold. So Haridas said, well, you asked for an illustration, you asked for an instruction. Let me ask you, how do you eat now? From where do you get your food? Sachi Devi said, I have something. She didn't want to say, I'm a princess, but that was implied when she said, I have some financial security. Haridas said, if you want to live in Vrindavan, you should only be dependent on Krishna. I request you to go to the houses of the Brijvasis and do madukari, that is, beg your food. So she did. She said, oh yes, I will do it. Thank you for this instruction. She went for madukari wherever she and some people thought, oh no, she's a princess, we have heard about her, and she comes to us poor farmers, she wants to ridicule us, she wants to make us a laughing stock. And they said, go, you rich people, why do you landowners, kings, why do you ask us for our chapatis and rotis? Sachidevi was tolerating insults. She tolerated rejection because she knew I have to become dependent on Krishna. My dear devotees, when I first heard this, I decided to live for a whole year on begging food because I come from a family of means, and I thought I must also, this is to become dependent on Krishna. I went to the houses of the Germans and I said, I'm hungry. And they understood, so I can speak good German if I want, that this is a man from good family background. He will not just look for a pretext to enter our apartments and then shoot us. No, he's, and they, but you're hungry, but what happened to you? Nothing serious, I'm a monk now. Mm-hmm. Acha, you're a monk, and Acha, they didn't know it. Oh yeah, the German Acha is oh yeah. So they would give what they had. I lived mostly on cucumbers because they don't have vegetarian food always in their refrigerators. So yes, because I understood, Haridas wanted his future disciple to understand, we are parts of Krishna, rely on Krishna. Krishna is your mother and your father, because he knew in times to come she would need to turn to Krishna. So Sachidevi kept always her goal in front. I want to go back to Krishna. And therefore she passed the test gloriously and was initiated. Do you want to know what is her initiated name? Yes. Gangamata. And later, the word Goswamini was added because she lived such an exemplary life. Kings became her disciples. So this, my idea here in telling this is not that you should all become like Gangamata Goswamini and live from Madhukari. That may not be practical. I know some of you have professions that are respectable professional people. No, I'm not saying this. I want to point out towards an essence which a disciple should have. He should not lose the goal, his or her spiritual goal, out of sight, and be ready to do little sacrifices for this goal. Be tolerant towards others for this goal. Be tolerant to circumstances for this goal. Be enthusiastic even in the in times of doubts or darkness, but keep the goal in front of her or his eyes. There's a nice saying, obstacles is what appears before your eyes and you lose the goal out of sight. As long as you have the goal of Krishna consciousness before your eyes, as long as you do not lose the goal from your vision, you will see that all so-called obstacles are only stepping stones. Stufen. Treppenstufen on your way back home, back to Godhead. You will be able to learn like this. In concluding, I want to say this time we have more Brahman initiates. Six devotees are getting Brahman initiation and two devotees get first initiation. There's a reason. I have become now someone who looks very carefully into the hearts of this ocean of new devotees who come to me and ask me for initiation. I want to see if they have understood what is the goal of their life, and if they, their conviction is strong enough so that they will not falter when there are difficulties and then lose the goal from their eyes, and have become increasingly determined to really help devotees before they go to the initiation to see the goal and be strong. Now, otherwise, I am not prepared to give the initiation and see how they will later drop their promises. So, we will also give the mantras, the sacred Gayatri mantras, and I want to read a little bit from Jiva Goswami's Krishna Sandarbha about the Gayatri mantras, what they are, what they do. See, this 18-syllable mantra which you will get is a process that brings forth an immediate or gradual realization of the Absolute Truth. I want to repeat this because it's a difficult sentence. Chanting the Gayatri Mantra is a process that brings forth an immediate or gradual realization of the Truth. If someone chants the mantras, he will see that more and more the appearance of Vrindavan Krishna in his heart will take place. There is in the Gopal Tapani Shruti a description about this amazing mantra. Because Brahma had informed the four Kumaras regarding the five-word 18-syllable mantra, that's one of the mantras which our devotees get, which discloses, this mantra discloses Krishna's own form through the medium of transcendental words. The Kumara said, "Please tell us more about this mantra." And in reply, Brahma said, "O Brahmanas, during the first half of my life, I meditated upon him and praised him constantly through this mantra. Then at the end of a parapta, after 50 years of Brahma's life, and at the end of his night, that Supreme Person was self-disclosed to my awareness and then appeared before me as a cowherd boy." So Brahma is describing his experience. He had meditated about this mantra, and then the Lord of the mantra, the Supreme Purusha, appeared before me as a cowherd boy, Vrindavan Krishna. And he continues. He says, "O King, I saw that cowherd boy with a complexion like a dark cloud, surrounded by cowherd girls and laughing with the cowherd boys. He was sitting near the foot of a kadamba tree, clad or dressed in wonderful yellow garments in the forest called Vrindavan, which was beautified by new buds." And Vrindavan is eternal spring, so you will see always spring flowers or new buds. He saw him, Krishna, sitting under a kadamba tree, surrounded with the gopis. He had a complexion dark like a cloud, and he was laughing. The Gotamiya Tantra talks about the sadhacha, means the behavior towards this mantra, and the conduct that embodies truth. No? It says, a person initiated into the mystery of mantras, who utters this mantra day and night with resolute fixity of mind, sees Bhagavan Hari in his cowherd form. Of this there is no doubt. So you might say, day and night I have to chant this mantra? Well, we have later text it is said it is to be chanted during the sandhyas, and that covers everything. Sandhyas as the morning time, the noon time, and the evening time. So then you cover the whole day and night. Fine. So this is the mantras, and you can see it is something very respectable. It is something very, very sacred, the sacred initiation. If you think it's just about getting a new name, and so that your Instagram page has a spiritual name, then you have missed the point. There's much deeper subject. I know, I'm saying it, I know the devotees who are getting initiated don't think this, I'm not addressing you, don't worry. I'm just saying it is a very wonderful opportunity. So we have learned in this lecture about the mood, which is mentioned in the scriptures, an eager mood, where we are focusing on the goal of our spiritual life. And we have heard something about this mantra. It's a process. It's the original sense of the word, a paradigm. So that's something which brings out something you could not see before. And this, if you do the and you need is the sadhana, morning, noon, and evening. It is, however, said, I need to say this because we all want to talk real language. Sometimes it happens in my life, in many devotees' life. I've also asked my God brothers that we just don't get to chant the Gayatri Mantras on time. It happens because there are situations, for instance, we just happen to give a seminar during that time. Or anything, and so on. He said, if you do service, then when you miss the time of the mantra, 60,000 saints will chant it for you in one scripture. Now don't think of, okay, they will do much better than me. I forget all my mantras. I just do service and hectically. No, these are exceptional situations. Hare Krishna. My intelligence always wants to go the easy way. But I'm just saying that if you miss, because you are engaged in an intense seva, the Lord understands. He has made some arrangement that it is coming. Good. Then, Ramananda Gopal, please guide us. What should be our next step?
Yes, thank you very much, Maharaj, for these enlightening words. Now we will make the fire and invite the Lord into the fire. And for this, I will do some ceremony, some little stuff, and I would think it would be good if we all chant and get alive by chanting the holy name and prepare, meditating upon the process what we all go through now. And please, everybody who's sitting around, and please give you really your blessings to the initiates that they are can keep the promise and in this way give them a boost as a family. Hare Krishna. Harihi Om Sahano Vavatu Sahano Bunatu Sahaviyarankara Vavahi Dechasvinavaritamastumavari Shavahi Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Chai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srimasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Shanti 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 Sh Hare Rama
now we will offer the prayers to our Parampara. Please repeat word by word. And then with each and every Swaha, you chant three times Swaha. Then you throw some cranes into the fire and make it as an offering. Okay. Om. Agyana Ivandasya Shalachana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiridam Yena Asmai Shri Gurve Namaha Swaha Chaitanya, Manopishtam, Stabidam, Yena Bhutale, Svayam, Rupa, Kadamayam, Dati, Svapantitikam, Svaha. Vandeham, Shri Guru, Shri Yuta, Padakamalam, Shri Gurum, Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam, Sakracharam, Sahagana, Raghunatam Vidam, Hamsachivam, Sadvaitam, Savatutam, Harichana, Sahidam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana, Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvidamscha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Satchinandana Swami Namine Nityananda Priya Bresha Dinabhatre Kripakava Hari Sanketan Naugya Nihase Sharanam Bhava Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Gacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashadya Vishatharine Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namine Srivasa Bhavani Devi Daitaya Kripadaya Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Aine Prabhave Namaha Madhu Yochvala Rimadhyā Shri Rupanukha Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Krahaya Namostude Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanukha Virudapashtidanta 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 Anda Harine Svaha 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 Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshat,
Viragya,
Murtaye, Vipralamba, Asambode, Malambuchaya,
Te
Namaha, Bhaktivinodaya, Sachit
Ananda,
Namine, Gaura Shakti, Marupaya,
Rupanuka,
Rayate, Gaura Virabhava, Bhomestvam, Nyadeshta, Satchana, Priya, Vaishnava, Savabhauma, Sri Chaganathaya,
Te
Namaha, Chakalpa, Rubyascha, Ripasindu, Ivaevacha, Patitanam, Venebio, Vaishnavebio, Onumaha,
Namo,
Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema,
Dayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishna
Chaitanya,
Namne,
Gaura Dvija,
Namaha,
Svaha. Bhakmakam,
Panchatatvatmakam,
Krishnam, Bhaktarupa,
Svarupakam,
Bhaktavattaram,
Bhaktayam,
Namami,
Bhaktashaktikam,
Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanda, Radha Kanda, Namostude, Jayatam, Sarutau, Hango, Mamanda, Adiyakati, Matsarasya, Rambochau, Radamadan, Mahona,
Svaha,
Divyat,
Vrindaranya,
Kalpa Trumada,
Srimat,
Ratnagara, Simhasana,
Srimat,
Radha, Srila Govinda,
Deval,
Rishtalibi, Devyamnau,
Samarami,
Sarambi,
Vamsivata,
Tadastita,
Kasham,
Venusvanaya,
Gopir,
Gopinata,
Shriya,
Stuna,
Svaha.
Kanchana,
Gaurangi,
Rade,
Vrindavaneshwari,
Rishabhanu,
Sudhe
Devi,
Pranamami,
Hari Priye,
Shri Krishna, Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Vrinda,
Om
Hare,
Jawohl, thank you.
Om Bhu Swaha Idam Vishwe Idamna, Om Bhu Va Swaha Idam Uchu Idamna, Om Swa Swaha Idam Narayana Idamna, Om Bhu Bhu Va Swaha Idam Ananda Idamna Vama. Okay, now I add a little bit more wood. Because we have some bananas to, some boba to offer our hearts.
Yeah, yeah. Du, Ramalanda, Gopal, Ramalanda, hast du vergessen, ich muss ja die Namen geben und alles.
Oh ja?
Ja.
Okay, dann machen wir das jetzt.
Die extra, ja, das gerade jetzt.
Sorry.
Ja. Voll ist abgeschlossen.
Ja. Ja. So bitte jetzt an dieser wunderbaren Gelegenheit, bevor wir die Banane ins Feuer geben, opfern, bekommen wir die neuen Namen. Oh yeah, okay, English. So now we offer our obeisances to the first initiates, the Maharaj, one by one. And you get a new name. And surrender yourself. Maybe in this way that there's space that they can make the obeisances in this way.
Right. How to do the obeisances like this, right? And they are
with the feet. Even better.
Yeah. Is it asking? I think it is good.
Please keep the medangas ready.
So, Hare Krishna. Now, my dear devotees, I request you to participate in this part with your full heart, and as you then, when the new name is given, the initiation is completed, as you then make the joyous sound, please give your blessings to the two devotees. They are wonderful devotees. And we all know that the wind of blessings, or the, let us say like this, the blessings are always very powerful. I will first ask Dr. Sunil from London to come here. And I think the best is if you pay your obeisances really. Yeah, this is the best, like this. It's difficult in the temple to pay an obeisances where you don't put your feet anywhere where they should not show. So this is yeah. One moment, let me get ready. Now you can come and face me. Just about the obeisances that they are not. You don't go to Shiva Prabhupada or the other. Good. So, Dr. Sunil, what are the four rules and regulations you will keep?
Four regulative principles are no meat eating, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
And how many rounds will you chant every day?
I promise to chant at least 16 rounds daily.
Wonderful. You get the best name. Your name is Sudhira Nitani Das. This is also a good way to pay obeisances. We just want that the feet don't point towards the deities. Please take your seat, Sudhira Nitai. Sudhira Dira means extremely undisturbed by anything which happens outside. So Lord Nityananda is called Sudhira. The syllable Su is an increases something. He's supremely undisturbed. Remember, Mada had hurt him really, so that he was physically hurt, but he kept his undisturbed nature. So you are a servant of this amazing Lord, Sudhira Nitai, and more and more as you serve him, you will become also like that. I'm not saying this because you are particularly disturbed. That's not the case. You are very sober-minded and very very steady-minded. So Dina Nita, I wish you all the best, and may your path be a happy path by the help of Lord Nityananda. I am there to help, and your good wife, who's here with us, Karuna Mayi is here. Yes, Karuna Mayi is also very wonderful Vaishnavi. There's a lot of support. Good. So, Hare Krishna. Now I request Balaji from New York City, USA, to come. You can actually pay your businesses either this way or that way, as you wish. I think this is the best, Nicola. Good name is Bal Krishna Das. Krishna is from his parents are also very faithful devotees of the Lord. They gave him the name Balaji. I was thinking this is such a nice name and it fits so nice. It fits his qualities also. He's a very kind person and very intellectually fit person. He has supported our upbuilt devotees, Rasanath and Hari Prasad, in very significant ways, so that they could start really this amazing preaching effort where a lot of people are coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. Once I asked Hari Prasad, are you flying now? And he said, to the headquarters of L'Oreal, or something like that. It's about creams, cosmetics, they say, giving training in where the principles of the Gita are expressed in modern ways so that the company can be run. And Balaji is part of this effort of preaching, which is very dear to the devotees. I can imagine in New York they are all wanting to be his new name. And the name came, I felt, from Giriraj. When we were at Giriraj, Lotus Feet, just a few months ago, then it was clear there would be the initiation, and I was thinking, he's already your devotee since childhood, and you can't be, what name would be good? And I felt in my heart, Balakrishna Das would be the right name. Yeah, Hare Krishna. So, Balakrishna. I think your parents would feel satisfied that part of the name was kept. Wonderful. Balakrishna. Already the name Balaji is the name of Krishna, but this makes it more clear, Balakrishna. You will see, I will post the piece of paper, then you can see how you write it in a proper orthographic way. There will be also second initiations, and I want to announce the names of the initiates before we close the yajna. First, the best of all Vaishnavas, Agastya Muni, will take his second initiation. His family, his right arm behind him. Gavanjali is there, Omini is there, Lalita.
Mohana.
Oh, sorry. Mohana. I knew, but I'm so extended by the chanting of Ramananda. So, Mohana is there, and Lalita. And Padman has joined the family today. Hare Krishna. So Agastya Muni is there. Then we have Amarananda. His good wife Jai Gopi, who supports us very much. She always gives Amarananda free time to come to Gurudeva, to serve, and support, not just, but then go, no, full support is there. Jai Gopi is also there, we can see Jai Gopi, very wonderful Vaishnavi. Then we have Nava Kishori Devidasi. Husband, Vishnu Narayan Prabhu, who sits here. Vishnu Narayan Prabhu is an accomplished football player and still plays in teams. You might see him soon in the World Cup. He also gives yoga and teaches yoga instruction. And Nava Kishori started this Vienna temple, and together, husband and wife, they do wonderful service there. And then we have Nityananda Dari here. Very qualified husband, Vidhi Madhava. They do excellent service in Radha Desh, particularly in the Bhaktivedanta College. They are doing the online studies. If you, as Brahmanas, want to study the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavata, Nectar of Devotion, everything, there is now an online study. You can do this at home and somehow connect with Nityananda Kari and Veni Madhava. And then there's some online study that is, can all be done with your computer and at home, and you can become very learned. Yes, and then, by the special mercy of a very special personality who is on the altar, we have my assistant, Gokrishna Das, who will receive Brahman initiation. This Brahman initiation is something extraordinary. It happened really by divine arrangement, as far as I'm concerned, and also Gokrishna. Gokrishna is naturally very, he is a very humble devotee, very good character, very pure character. And he would have never asked me if not something special would have happened. His very good friend Maksi Prabhu has somehow received a Gopal Sheila, a very powerful Sheila, and Sheila started to appear in the heart of Gokrishna. And they discussed as friends, and Maksi said, yes, I'm willing to give him under to your care. Gokrishna, you know him, was not sure really, and it is a big step, and he's not yet able to drive bicycle. Big step. I'm saying it humorously. I'm saying it humorously. And he said, what do you think? I'm having dreams of Gopal. What do you think? He says, are they coming again and again? I said, yes, yes. And I said, well, that's really fast. You have already received your first initiation recently. And if the Lord wants to come to you, you will need this mantra to worship him. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm the servant of Gopal. And we have one Gopal deity, Gopal Raj, who always smiles and looks very up to something. So maybe the Lord. But I first needed to discuss with the parents. I needed to discuss with his mentor, very nice mentor, please help me, Sutapa Prabhu from the manor, and they have a very good manor initiation council. What did they think? He said, all right, can they give the blessings? And after some discussions, where I also shared my conviction, I think it's Gopal's plan. Gopal does Gopal things, you know, he does on his own, he is the Lord. So then we decided. It's very nice, wonderful parents whom I love in the deepest part of my heart. I know the husband more than the mother, but they are both here to give their blessings. The father is our Sundar Bhupal. So then Lakshmi Rupa. These two, Santa Kumar and Lakshmi Rupa, are just most wonderful, wonderful devotees, so kind-hearted, I've not met before. I want to give you an example. Where we live, a family of very nice devotees, Varaha, Nikonja, live there, and the little, we call her the princess, she's a little girl, 3 years now old, very strong girl, Mandali lives there, and when Mandali's birthday was there, Gokrishna gave Mandali a nice little girl clothes because she's a little prodigy, she's already, and she goes to the temple, it has to be in Dari, otherwise it's not possible. It's like Mataji, and so Gokrishna gave her the three clothes for the 3 year old child, and I think Gokrishna. And then he said, no, I said, did you pick them out yourself? Do you know all these things? He said, no, this is for my mother. Lakshmi Rupa's mind is also on Mandali, how the girl needs to be dressed. So in this way, both of the parents are extremely caring and we consider them supporters. And Krishna's brother is also there, Nimai, is also a very wonderful kirtan devotee and is a very nice character, and he will be happy on this day that his older brother is getting Gopal. This Gopal came the Brahman initiation. That is how we view it. Fine. So I think we should now all raise a collective exclamation of Hari Bol, where we bless all the devotees, first initiates and second initiations. Let us lovingly raise our hands and say, Gaura Premanandi! I want to also say thank you, Ramananda Gopal, for this. When you chant mantras, it's definitely not from the mental platform. You don't hesitate to chant it with a proper sound, you know, the proper volume. I think Sri Ram also noticed it was very extended chanting. So thank you very much. Please guide us in the remaining part of the ceremony.
Yeah, I don't have any wood anymore, so we have to the fire of digestion is very high for the lot. Now is a good opportunity to please all, everybody maybe can stand up. Especially the initiates, take the banana in the right hand, or between both hands, but you give it the right hand. Stretch yourself. Okay. Now we chant this mantra we chant it three times together.
Om Namo Brahmya Devaya Go Brahmna Hitaya Cha Chagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Maha Namo Brahmya Devaya Go Brahmna Hitaya Cha Chagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Maha Namo Brahmya Devaya Go Brahmna Hitaya Cha Chagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Maha Svaha.
Ich glaube, du musst dieses Holzstückchen da erkennen, sonst geht das Boden oder was.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we can have a kirtan, please.